Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell throws to second for one, and Lepsio throws to home, and White drops the ball. Avila moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from White and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kell moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hegan. Kell scores. Baker scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Westlake goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from White and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive towards first. Glenn catches it and steps on first to double up Kell. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Bob Feller. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Dobie moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Luke Easter pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Consolo moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olson. Avila reaches second base with a double. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Dobie hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott pinch runs for Sammy White. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.